Tell me a little bit about your background in terms of opening up this yarn shop, what you did before you opened it, and how you came to own it one day.
Well, I have a background in clothing design. So I went to school in New York many years ago at Trapphegen School of Fashion in New York City. And then I worked part-time in retail to kind of just supplement my income. And clothing design didn't really work out for me in New York City. It wasn't my forte. I didn't really care for the area that I worked in the city. So I actually kept working in retail and started working with people that did store display. And I've pretty much done that most of my life, working in retail and doing store displays and decorating stores.
Now, I understand this is something that you always wanted to do from when you were a little girl in terms of owning a yarn shop one day.
Yes, I had wanted to do this since I was little. I had a little coupon that I cut out of one of my mother's magazines wanting to mail it, owning your own yarn shop. So I was about 10 when I did that. But this has been a lifelong dream that I've wanted to do. So I finally did it almost a year and a half ago.
And tell me some of the things that you have here in the store in terms of what you offer, not just selling yarn, but there's more than just that, correct?
Yes, I have classes for knitting and crochet. They're usually held in the evenings, weekdays from 6 to 8. Also on Sundays, I have classes usually in the afternoon, and I also give private lessons to children and adults, mostly women. There are a few men that have popped in the store. It seems to be a little bit more popular men in New York City that either work there or like to knit and crochet. So it's usually women that seem to want to do the projects and things like that.
And in terms of some of the material that you sell here, tell me a little bit about what a person coming into the shop would find.
Mostly all yarn that's made with wool or synthetics, natural fibers. A lot of fun, funky stuff. Mostly I like to try different things with different kinds of textures. So I like to do that. And I also like to do garment making. A lot of yarn shops like to do shawls that seem to be popular right now. But I have a background in clothing design, so I'm trying to get more people to make garments, to make something that is put together rather than just a one-piece item.
For someone like myself who's not very familiar with yarn or with knitting or crocheting, what are the differences with some of the different types of yarn that people might use?
Well, there's a lot of novelty yarns that are kind of fun. You can make some really cool scarves and cowls, some hats and gloves. For people that don't like to use those fibers, you can use just the regular worsted weight or other types of yarn that are just plain yarn that you can make garments from. There's a variety of things for different types of people that like to experiment and do some really fun knitting and crocheting.
For someone who's just starting out and maybe is not that experienced with knitting or crocheting, is there a particular type of yarn that probably is best for them to start and learn with?
Yes, I would suggest to do something very basic with the scarf and some worsted weight yarn so you can kind of get the stitches down so you can learn what you're doing and see what you're doing. And then keep practicing and then start to experiment. If you like to do that and go further, then you can start trying your hand at maybe using other fibers. My beginning knitting and crochet classes are just very basic classes that teach you all the basic stitches. And it's a lot of fun when there's like three or four or five women, even when children are involved. It's more fun than just learning one-on-one. I mean, I do that too, but it's a lot of fun when there's a group of people together. You kind of all can learn from each other too, not just from the teacher.
One of the things I noticed on your blog that you have on your website, which you'll find the link to below this interview on Crafted Radio, is that you had talked about possibly not holding the beginner's classes. Is that in part because maybe people are learning the introduction to knitting and crocheting at home from family or friends?
I think that might be partly true. I had a lot of beginning knitting and crochet classes that I set up early in the year. And I think the weather has just kind of held back a lot of people from signing up. And I think maybe I thought I'd hit all the people that I taught beginning knitting and crochet to. So I thought we'll try some more advanced courses and try to see if people were more interested in learning something beyond the basics. And I added some garment making classes that some people have taken, and I thought that would be more interesting. So we'll go from there and see how that works out.
Why did you decide to open your store in Cranford?
I grew up in Roselle, and this is like home to me. This is like a backyard to me, even though I don't live around here anymore. But it's so familiar to me that it makes me feel like it's comfortable. And the people that I've met that have come into my store have just been wonderful. I've met so many nice people. I just like the town. I like the fact that it's familiar to me.
For people who do come into the store, is there something that you would say that generally surprises them that they didn't realize before they walked into the store?
Well, I also sell furniture and some home decor, so a lot of people are kind of surprised when they come in here. It looks very homey. It's got a very warm atmosphere. It mixes it up with not just yarn. It's not just a basic yarn shop that has a lot of yarn and knitting needles and books. It has some real pretty home decor items that I'm going to add to it eventually as the time goes on.